This is Weekend Edition on 91.9 FM WUOT, your NPR news station. Good morning, I'm Greg Hill. It is now time for the author's page. Here's your host, Jody Sims.
Professor, lawyer, author, and activist Mary Frances Berry, whose public service included work in three presidential administrations, was born in 1938 in Nashville, Tennessee. She was the second of three children, and at a young age, her father deserted the family, leaving her mother in extreme poverty. Because of this, she and her older brother were placed in an orphanage for a time. Throughout her early life, Berry was subjected to racial prejudice and to the cruelty that accompanied her economic hardship. However, she proved to be a determined and resilient child with an innate intellectual ability and curiosity. She more than persevered in her studies in the segregated public schools of Nashville when she found a mentor, Minerva Hawkins, one of the black teachers. At the time, Berry was in the 10th grade, bored with school and experiencing the usual uncertainties of adolescence. Hawkins challenged her to keep learning and growing so that she could one day reach her full potential. Berry also had the encouragement and support of her mother, who was determined to provide better opportunities for her children. Berry recalls that her mother would always say, "You, Mary Frances, you're smart. You can think. You have a responsibility to use your mind and go as far as it will take you." In 1956, Berry succeeded in making herself, her mother, and her mentor proud by graduating with honors from Pearl High School. She went on to earn a degree in history from Howard University and a PhD and law degree from the University of Michigan. Berry has written many books and articles on the topics of racial and gender inequality, including the book titled Black Resistance, White Law: A History of Constitutional Racism in America, which concluded that high-level government officials implemented laws that undermined minorities. One of her better-known books titled The Politics of Parenthood, Childcare, Women's Rights, and the Myth of the Good Mother presents a dispassionate history of the women's movement, daycare, and home life, showing the obstacles to economic and political power that have confronted women as a result of society's definition of them as mothers. She attributes the failure of the Equal Rights Amendment and years of bickering over federal parental leave and child care bills to an unwillingness to rethink gender roles. Another important work by Berry is her book titled And Justice for All: The United States Commission on Civil Rights and the Continuing Struggle for Freedom in America. It's a detailed history of the Commission on Civil Rights, on which she served for many years. Mary Frances Berry continues to this day in her determined struggle for racial, economic, and gender-based justice. But she says that basically she is an optimist, and once remarked, "I honestly believe, and I'm sorry, I know this sounds boring, that in the end, truth and justice will prevail." My mother used to tell me, "Remember, sometimes when it seems like you're losing, you're winning. It all comes out in the wash."
Support for the author's page comes from Friends of the Knox County Public Library, celebrating 50 years of community outreach, advocacy, and support for the library and its staff. Learn more about being among friends at knoxfriends.org.
Thank you for listening. The author's page is a production of the Authors Guild of Tennessee and WUOT. More information and archives of past segments can be found at authorsguildoftn.org or WUOT.org. I'm Jody Sims, the host of the Author's Page. We love telling you stories.